be four microphones.
Okay, today I want to talk about slichos. Some interesting questions. Slichos is around the corner. In 2 weeks, we begin. In two weeks. Okay, Sfardim began. I heard, have you gone? Correct. The Sfardim have already begun slichos. Okay. Okay, we'll go over some interesting ideas from Rabbi Tezner's Sefer Shari Hayom Hanoyom. In the back, he has here some Sheilos Uteshuvos. Shut. Sheilos Uteshuvos relating to different inyane of the Yom Noroyim. And being that the next thing on our calendar is Slichos, let's discuss some ideas. Questions, a very common thing that's happening today. There's a new phenomenon that never existed years ago, and today is very, very common. People like to play games with regard to when they say slichos. It used to be in olden days that slichos is only one minion for slichos. You daven slichos. Let's talk about those who say slichos before davening. Let's take a step back. Ideally, when is the ideal time to recite slichos? Chatzos.
Only the first night.
Chazal have made this up. Chazal. This goes back 1,000 years. This goes back to slichos. I assume goes back to the time of the Goyim even, before the Rishonim. Over a thousand years, we've been saying slichos. These were takanos that slichos must have been established, I'm assuming, from the time of the Goinim. And the Goinim is over 1,000 years ago. Okay, these are not Hasidish and Hagim, which first came into existence 400 years ago. Simchas Torah only exists for 400 years. Okay, it doesn't go back more than 450 years at most. And the way we do Simchas Torah is probably like 200 years, not even. The way they do the custom of how they observe Simchas Torah and Shemini Atzeres 450 years ago was not recognizable the way we observe Simchas Torah today. The way we observe Simchas Torah today, you probably can't trace it back. I'll be surprised if you can trace back the way we do it more than 200 years. So somehow it evolved. It evolved what we have today. Yeah, everyone does it there. Everyone has different menhagim. But Slichos? No. Slichos is something which goes back, I'm assuming, from the time of the Goinim. The Goinim, they established Slichos. Slichos is really basically another tefillah. Okay, let's just review the basics. You start with Ashrei. It's like Mincha. What is Mincha? Mincha, you have Ashrei, Chatzi Kaddish, Shmoyne Esrei, Tachnun, Kaddish Shalem, and Aleinu. What do you do when you say Slichos? Same thing. Ashrei, Chatzi Kaddish, the Shemone Esrei, all of the slichos is all a hagdama to come to the Yud, the Gimel, Midois Harachamim, which basically is the equivalent of Shemone Esrei. You want to move in? Let me come in. The recital of the Yud, Gimel, Midois Harachamim is pretty much the same thing as saying Shemone Esrei. And then when you finish saying the Yud, Gimel, Midois Harachamim, okay, we say we have a lot of things in the middle. We say Kaddish Sholem with a Tiskabel. That's serious business. Well, since when do you say, when you say Slichos Kaddish Tiskabel, you say Tiskabel. And then, I'm sorry, first Tachnun. After we say the Yud Gimel Midas Sarachim, which is the Shemone Esrei, we full Tachnun. Just like we full Tachnun, we daven Shemone Esrei. And then we say Kaddish Sholem. Okay, we don't say Aleinu, because Aleinu you only say when you leave shul. That's a whole discussion when you say Aleinu. So basically, Slichos is another tefillah. Just like on Yom Kippurim, we have an additional tefillah called Ne'ilah. We have Ma'ariv, Shachris, Musaf, Mincha, and we add a whole new tefillah called Ne'ilah. During the days of Slichos, we add an entirely new tefillah called Slichos, which follows the same pattern as basically Mincha. Ashrei, Chatzi Kaddish, The Shmone Esrei is the equivalent of the Yud Gimel Midos Harachem Hashem Kilrachum Mechan Erech Apayim Rav Chesed Vemes Noitze Chesed Lalofim Noitze Avavesh Vechato Vinakei. Though that is the Shmone Esrei. By the way, how many brachos are there in the middle of Shmone Esrei? 13 brachos. That's the center of the Shmone. Everything is Shevach, praise, and Hoidah at the end. So there are 13, the Yud Gimel Midos Harachamim. And then we fall Tachanun, just like after Shmona Esher, we fall Tachanun, and then we recite a complete Kadesh, including Tiskabel, Tzilo Yisohoy, may you Hashem accept our prayers. So it's really another Shmona. Of course, we embellish this Tfilah with Slichois, a Pizmoin, we say Kel Melech Yoyeshev, L'cho Hashem Atztaka, we say Vidui, all of those things are embellishments. But the Iker skeleton, the skeleton of Slichos, is a complete davening, a complete tefillah. When did the Goyim establish that Slichos should be recited? When is the ideal time to recite Slichos? Chatzos Laila. Like taking Chatzos. So when do we fulfill what Chazal told us to do? When do we say the Chatzos Laila? The first night. And then we quit. And then we throw in the towel. We do it once. We do it once the way it's supposed to be done. We had enough. Right? Ad kan. Hakofa Aleph. What? Oh, that's really bad. But we do it anyway. Before, we do a lot of things we shouldn't do.
What? So only one night?
No! You do it. The Ashkenazim do it the week, like what the Ashkenazim do, the week leading up to Rosh Hashanah.
No, after Chasot, at midnight.
Every night you're supposed to do Chatzos. But it's too hard for most people. So what do we do? The next best thing is to do it at the end of the night. The last Ashmoy, the night is divided into three parts. Excuse me. The night is divided into three parts. So what is that? Many people daven early. They daven 7 o'clock. So in this time of the year, if you daven slicha is 6:30, it's still called night. It's still technically called night, whether it is. Loosely, you can, sometimes it really is night. Unless you do leave it a little early, you do 6 o'clock, it's still called night. It's the end of the third watch. The night is divided into three parts, so it's not so bad. If you daven slicha, it's very, very early in the morning when it's still dark, when it's still... It's still within, let's say, 72 minutes before sunrise. It's still called night to a certain degree, and you're still doing slichos the way Chazal. Yeah, they don't do it. We'll get right. They don't do. We don't know. We don't do right. Correct. 100%.
Even the first night.
Even the first. Well, depends where. Chaim Berlin, they don't do it. But most yeshivas, they do the first night. It's almost unheard of not to do it the first night. Chaim Berlin, I don't know why. Chaim Berlin, for whatever reason, they don't do it even the first night. It's very strange. A Miller Shul, also the first night they don't do it. Even the first night, it's Mitzvah Shabbos. Thank you very much.
They do it half an hour before that.
Okay, I don't know why. Maybe in Slobodka they didn't do it like that. I don't know. Wait, okay, okay, those are... I'm talking about what should be done. Ideally, what should be done is Slichos Eser Chatzos Laila. If you can't do a Chatzos, then you do it at the end of the night. End of the night, not the beginning of the night.
Why are they doing Chatzos, though? Why?
To show the reason why Chatzos is to shake... Yeah, good question. Is to shake yourself up to do something different. To do it at the beginning of the night... That's my. We already have a tefillas ma'ariv. To do it in the morning, we have a tefillas shacharis. So what are you doing? You're already davening. You have to do something different during the aseres yimei tshuva. So when do you have a zman that has not been taken over, that is available for something new, something unique, something novel? Chatzos. That's why really Tikkun Chatzos was established. Tikkun Chatzos is that's not a Zman Tefillah. Ma'ariv only goes until Chatzos. Shachris begins with Alois HaShachar. So the only time that you can Bidi Yevet, you can dive in Ma'ariv all the way until the morning. Bidi Yevet. L'chadchila, you should daven marv for chatzos laila. That's a given. That's a halacha. L'chadchila, you should daven marv before chatzos. If you can't, whatever, you're running late, so you can daven marv 2 o'clock in the morning also. B'di'evet. But really, the zman of marv ends with chatzos. When is the earliest time you can daven shacharis? 72 minutes before sunrise. Alois HaShachar. So Alois HaShachar is already the domain of Shacharis. Until Chatzois is the domain of Ma'ariv. The whole day is either going to be Shacharis or Mincha, pretty much. Okay, even though there is a time when it's Nishta. After 4 hours in the day, you're not supposed to really daven Shacharis, even though you can. You still can. And once you get to Chatzos, you have to wait after half an hour is Man Mincha. But pretty much the day is already taken up by Shacharis and Mincha. And the night, the first half of the night is taken up by Ma'ariv. So what's left? How can you do something special during the Aseres Yimei Teshuvah to show that you wanna do something extra special? Yeah? That's good. That's very good. That's almost as good as doing chatzos.
Did anybody do it at that time?
Chatzos? I'm sure there are minyanim today. You can probably find in Landau's. I'm sure you can find. In this generation, I'm sure you look around hard enough, you can find a minyan that does it chatzos.
In chatzos also, there is more recourse and concentration. It's quiet, no
it's quiet.
For the job.
Very right. Everyone is sleeping, so yes. So you're able to concentrate. Now, for some people, I don't know, not me. It's a chatzos. I'm ready. I'm gone. I ready. My mind doesn't work anymore. Doesn't work the whole day. It certainly doesn't work then. What? That mean every night they have chatzos. Today in this generation, there's enough people out there. You'll find a million if you want to go do the chatzos. You can do. Who can do it? You know. How can you wake up the next day in the morning to go daven shacharis and go to work and live a regular life? You're going to go do crazy, do very strange things. Very hard for the average person. But
the idea starts 5:30.
What 5:30?
Slichot.
That's very good because 5:30 is not the zman shacharis. You're looking to do it during a time that's not been taken up by another tefillah. And here we add a fourth prayer to the day. The prayer is Slichos, which has the same template as Tfilah. Ashrei, Chatzikadesh, Shmone Esrei, Tachanun, and Kadesh Shaleh. Now today, unfortunately, we can't do it Chatzos. Too hard for the average person. To wake up 5:30 in the morning has also become a little bit too difficult for the average person. So what do most people do? They daven, let's say they daven 7:30, make believe. Let's say they daven every morning 7:30. So they'll say slichos at 7 o'clock. 7 o'clock, it's already way past, it's past already Alois HaShachar, it's already past Zricha sunrise, Alois HaShachar for sure. Oh, so it's not exactly the time to say slichos. No, you do the best you can do. You do the best you can do. Then what has happened? People have said, can we do slichos after Ma'ariv? 10 o'clock at night, or not even after finished Ma'ariv. So Rav Moshe is a little bit tshuva on this. Most of the poskim say, under no condition, absolutely not. You're not allowed to say slichos at night, for various reasons. And Rav Moshe was from Makilim. Rav Moshe is a very famous, Rav Moshe was Makilim. Rav Moshe says, he basically says in the tshuva, if you're not going to say slichos, if this is the only time you're going to say slichos, then do it.
People are afraid to walk the streets.
Oh, different times. They're afraid to get a 5:30 because sakana is sakana. But he also writes that if you just can't do it. It's just too hard to wake up early, to change your daily schedule. You work very, very hard. You have a lot of obligations. People today, they're very, very busy. Little children, making a parnasa. You have obligations. It's very, very hard. Every second is accounted for. So Rav Moshe says, so if you're not going to say slichas, so it's not osur to say slichos at night. Is it ideal? Definitely not. Is it ideal to do? It's definitely not the ideal thing to do. But b'shas hatchak, you can daven slichos after Ma'ariv at night. Now, even if you daven slichos at night, the later you daven, the better. If you can daven, slichos Ma'ariv at 8 o'clock, and you're gonna say slichos at 8:30. The later you can push it to Chatzos, the better. Every minute counts. Okay, so even that's hard for some people. So whatever it is, most shuls, many rabbanim are afraid. They are afraid to make a minyan for slichos at 10 o'clock at night. It's a fact. Most shuls in this neighborhood, the rabbanim do not have minyanim. They do not allow it. They do not allow the tzibur to daven. It's their shul. It's under their authority. They will not allow the balabatim to daven slichos at 10 o'clock at night because it's not the zman of slichos. There's no such thing as davening 10 o'clock at night. The zman davening slichos is after chatzos, and why davening 7:30 or 8 o'clock is better? I'm not exactly sure, but it is better for whatever reason. They don't want to daven at that. So the few shuls where the rabbanim have allowed there to be a meeting 10 o'clock at night are packed with people who are not members of that shul. For example, of Yom Yisrael Avenue J, my father was a rabbi of Yom Yisrael Avenue J, so there they had a minyan. The minyan existed before my father was rabbi, and they just continued, and 10 o'clock at night, boy, was it packed. And the people there came from all walks of life, from all the different chassidish shtiloch and all of the shuls where the rabbanim under no condition would let them daven at night in their shul before chatzos. Rabbanim also come. That's right. Very good. That's true also. So since this was an established minyan and it was done, so people, the chasha people would come there. Daven, 10 o'clock at night, with daven, slichos, in my father's shul, it was packed. Okay, that's the way it is. But it's definitely not the ideal thing to do. The ideal thing to do is a chatzos, or at least a daven when it's the middle of the night. For some reason, we're mekel, and we daven slichos even in the morning before davening. Now, here is the shaila. So this is an epidemic which has come into existence. This question. Today, what happens is, since we live in a world where every shul is a minyan factory, there are 3 minyanim for shachas in every shul. So what happens is, servicemen comes to shul and they daven. It's seven. Oh, they're starting shachris. They daven shachris, and after shachris, they then daven slichos with the next minyan. The next minyan, they start with slichos and shachris, so they daven slichos after shachris. Because it's available, it's so easy today, because today there are so many minyanim in the same building, you can daven shachris first, and then you can daven slichos. This has become very, very common. And this question has been posed to the Gedolei Yisrael. Over here, he actually says, I'm not sure exactly who he asked this question to, maybe Chaim Kanievsky even? I'm not sure, I don't think so. I think he asked this to... At night, only at night.
So this...
Chut shel chesed, but that's why he's supposed to do it at night. But what about, so we're not discussing, we went through, ideally it's chatzos, or middle of the night, b'dievet, after in the morning, and the worst thing to do is, you have no choice, you can do it even 10 o'clock at night, fine. Question is, the common denominator of all of the scenarios that I've presented to you, chatzos, or early in the morning, before it gets light, or before davening, or even 10 o'clock at night, they all share one common denominator. It's all before shachris. It's all in between ma'ariv, arvis, and shachris. That's the common denominator of all the 4 scenarios that I've presented. That's the common denominator. People today have got into this habit of saying slichos after shachris. Is that correct? Is that correct or not? So mitzad echad, why not? What's the difference? Anyway, if you're not doing it in the proper zman, so what difference does it do? Do it anytime you want. So here he presents from the Sefer Kol V'Poisek, who's Sichat HaTzvila? I don't know who this is. Sichat, is that Chaim Kanievsky? The Chelik HaTshuvah Simen Tes, I'm not sure who this is. Meir will look it up on his Google. The Sichat HaTzvila is, he has a Siach Tefila. Mashakosa, no, that's his sefer. Navi Bezerhekim Mashakosa, the sefer Siach Tfila. Maybe not, maybe he's saying his own opinion here. He's a Poisek also, Rav Tezner, he's a very big Poisek. Maybe he's saying his own Chidushim. He basically says it's wrong. He says it's dead wrong. It's not the right thing to do. Even if you're not going to do it in the ideal time, the purpose of saying Selichos is to say it between Maariv. I'm not sure that's what he's referring to. Masha Kosa b'Sifrenu, our sefer. I think he has his own sefer, the Rebbe Tezner. I don't think it's, and that's what I thought, because that's why I know about that. Tefillah. No, I don't think it's of Chaim Knievsky. I made a mistake. I know I have. That's why I thought, because I have the sefer at home. I don't think he's referring to it. I think he's very. And then now here's what he explains. This is a very, very, very powerful idea. This is a very interesting idea. There are three times a year we say slichas. One of the three times a year, different types of slichas. During the Elul, okay, and that's
Tezner.
Yeah, this is the Tezner. Yes.
What is the chiluk?
It must be the same person. It's not Chesner, it's Tezner. Chesner, as we pronounce, maybe I made it, it's Chesner? Tes Shem Zayin Nun Reish.
Yes. Chesner.
Okay, so that's who he's referring to, his own Sefer. His own Piskei Tshuvas. His own Piskei Halacha. It is really something very, 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 very interesting to pay attention to. Very beautiful concept. There are three times a year when we say Slichas. What are the three times? Well, let's talk about the Dalat Tzomos. During Asar B'Teves, Shavuos V'Tammuz, Tzom Gedalia, Tainus Esther, what else did I leave out?
Tzom Gedalia is the one you say Slichas with.
Oh, so Tzom Gedalia is not a right. I take it back. Tzom Gedalia is part of the Aseret Yemei Teshuva. So let's take that out. Remove that from the list. But let's say Shavuos B'Tammuz, Bahab, okay, Bahab. Those who say Slichas on Bahab after Pesach and Sukkis, and what would we say?
Oshana Rabba.
No, Oshana Rabba. You don't say Slichas. You don't say Slichas. No Slichas. No. So we say Slichas during the year on fast days. Aser B'Teves, Shavuos B'Tammuz. And Tainus Esther, Bahab, anything that I left out? Hippocotton, we'll get to them in a moment. That's one category of Slichas. Other category of Slichas is Yom Kippur Katan. Yom Kippur Katan is the thing to recite Slichas. Slichas. When? You do Tshuva, Yom Kippur. When do you say those Slichas? When? Mincha. Part of Mincha. And then there's a third time of the year when you say Slichas. And when is that? During the Aseres Yemei Teshuva. Now, here's the catch. If it would be that the only time we ever said Slichas was during the Aseres Yemei Teshuva, and there was no such thing as Yom Kippur Katan, and there was no such thing as ever saying Slichas on Shavuos B'Tammuz, Asar B'Teves, Tainus Esther, and Bahab, then, and when do we say Slichas? We say before davening. You know, maybe you can then argue, what difference does it make? You have to add an additional tefillah. Ideally, you should say it in between Maariv and Shachas. If you're not going to say it during, you're not going to say it in the right, it doesn't make a difference. So you say it after you daven. You finish Shachas, and now you make your extra davening, your extra tefillah, you're going to say, you're going to make the extra tefillah, you're going to say Slichas. That's an argument you can make. But the fact is, since we do have, already from the Goyim, we have three different types of Slichas. We have the Slichas that we recite as Asar B'Teves, Shavuos B'Tammuz.
It's in the middle of that.
It's part of Shachas. We say, when do we say it? We say it after we say Shemona Esrei. After Shachas. Right? When do we say Slichos and Shavuos B'Tammuz? And Tzom Gedalia. And Tainus Esther. After we finish saying Shemona Esrei. That's basically after Shachas. No ands or buts. You've never heard of a shul saying Slichos on Shavuos B'Tammuz before davening. Come early. You heard it, you think?
Actually, one of those things that I saw in the tapes, when it comes out, whatever it is, they can't say it. You've got to go to work. So we used to say it.
Before davening? Okay, well, that's not a normal thing to do.
No,
normally,
not.
Normal thing, you never heard such a thing. You say the Slichos after you say Shachas. Yom Kippur Katan. It is part of the Nusach, the establishment of Yom Kippur Katan, for it to be recited at Mincha. These are Slichos. And now we have Slichos that are recited during the Aser, during El, Yimei Ratzon. And the normal way to do it is to say it before davening. A whole new tefillah, Ashrei, Chatzi Kaddish, v'chulu. The fact is, being that we have a point of contrast of Slichos the whole year, which is Bedavka after Shachos, And we have Yom Kippur Kotel, which is Bedafka Mincha. And now Aseres Yimei, during this Tkufa, when it was established the Chatzchila to be before Shachris, that speaks volumes. And that tells us this is the Mokon to say the Slichos. Don't say the Slichos after davening. Because if you're saying the Slichos after davening, it's like saying the Slichos and Shavuos and Tammuz before Shachris. Which to us is ridiculous, right? Because that's not part of the Nusach. And it's like saying Yom Kippur Katan at Shachris, which is ridiculous. Just like Yom Kippur Katan, there's no such thing as saying Yom Kippur Katan other than Mincha. And just like when it comes to the Slichas that you say during the rest of the year, you say it after Shachris. So by point of contrast, if this is where it was meant to be said, this is where it has to be said, V'zehu, period. So therefore, this Minog, the people have come across, is almost like regular. What do you do for Slichos? Oh, my custom is every single year. I dive in Shachar at 7:30, and then when we finish Shachar, I go to the next room and I say Slichos. That is Shaloi Kedin. If once in a while a person has no choice, he has to go to an important meeting, he wakes up late, he has a situation where he has to go, okay, people have to make exceptions once in a while. There's no prohibition to say during the wrong time. But on a regular basis, and even worse, I've seen this, where the minyan itself is established where there's no slichos, and everyone, what we do in this minyan is we don't say slichos, and we all say slichos, berov am hadras melech, together with the minyan afterwards. Where the whole minyan is established, lichatchila, not to say slichos. That's ridiculous.
Like a bridge.
That's ridiculous. That is, he's saying over here, mamash sheloi kedin. There's a reason why it was established to be said before Shachar. And basically the reason is, you have to shake up your life. The purpose of Elul and the Aseres Yimei Teshuva is to do something different. To do something that's out of your ordinary routine. If you're going to say the Slichos after you finish Shachar, that's just, so you're just like saying V'hu Rachum. It's just part of your routine. You daven Shachris anew, you must have a couple of more tefillahs, more and more tachanunim, a little more tehillim. It's not a significant change. You have to add in an additional tefillah. And in fact, the tefillah doesn't even belong in the morning. The whole tefillah belongs in the middle of the night. We are very weak today, so we don't do it. We don't do it the way we should do it. But at least, don't go so far to be oiker the tefillah from its proper makom. The proper makom is in between Ma'ariv and Shachris. To go so far to be oiker the slichos from between Ma'ariv and Shachris, and to recite the slichos after Shachris on a permanent basis and by design, this is Shaloi Kedin. This is his argument, and obviously I don't know if it's due to ignorance. Or it's due to not everyone agrees with him. He says a lot of controversial things. I'm a very big fan of Rabbi Tesner. His stuff to me is unbelievable. His insights and his ideas are just off the charts. And he does say things at times which are a little bit different what you're used to hearing. Different. And but over here, look, not people generally they say things before, but I've seen today more and more often. I've seen even minyanim, where the whole purpose of the minyan is shachris, and then we're going to have slichas.
So they can't get a minyan.
So when you can't get it, so make a minyan. So just because you can't get a minyan, you're allowed to go. You're not allowed to violate halacha. There are rules and regulations. So make the minyan. It's because you don't want to. So is it because they're ignorant, or is it because no, they disagree? They hold that mamash, there's no issue whatsoever. Once you're ready not saying slichos in the proper zman chatzos laila, it doesn't make a difference. You can say this additional tefillah even after shachas. Who's to say? He has a powerful argument. What he's adding to the equation is, don't look at the, this is beautiful, where you hear such a thing, don't look at the slichos of the yomim noirohim independently. Contrast this with the slichos of Yom Kippur Katan and the slichos of Shavuos v'Tammuz v'chulu, where there's a hakpada b'dafka when it should be said. And just like those you wouldn't manipulate, so who's giving you the right to manipulate this tefillah either? You don't. And by the way, another small point which is not well known is that, let's just listen for a moment, the slichos of Aseres of Shavuos Matamos, Aser B'Teves, Tainus Esther, Bahab, do we do it the way we're supposed to do it? No. What was the original takana? When did they say the slichos? The slichos were said in the middle of Chazoras Hashatz, when the Shatz got up to the bracha Slach Lonu Avinu Ki Chotanu. That's the way it was originally established. The Shatz got that bracha, and before the Shatz said Baruch Atah Hashem Chanun Hamarbel Lisloyach, slichos. The Shatz would lead slichos.
Could you do it in the middle of Shavuot?
What? Yes, that's the takana.
It's like
Yaitzers. Yeah, yeah.
But you have permission. But the Yaitzers, you have permission.
Yeah. Okay, fine, whatever it is. But the original takana of the Selichais, this quote brings out the point, it's a chelik of Shachris. And that's really the way we do, pretty much the way we do Yom Kippur Katan. Yom Kippur Katan, a chunk of Yom Kippur Katan, we still do it the original way, those who ever say it. I hardly ever say it. But those who say Yom Kippur Katan, where is the bulk of the Nusach? In the middle of the Shemona Esrei. In Ovos. When you start off at the beginning. The original way to do Slichos, it's not just that we say the Slichos Aseres Yemei and Shavuos Matamos after Shachris. We do it after Shachar. We're saying it after Shachar, so say before Shachar. No. It's chelik of Shachar. In the bracha, slach lanu avinu ki chotonu of Shachar, before you conclude Baruch Atah Hashem Chanun Hamarbel Lisloyach, that's where you're supposed to say the slichos. But, yeah?
And the
tachnun
in the
slichos. The tachnun in the slichos. No, not the slichos. Not the slichos. No, that's actually the point. Only of Shavuos Matamos. No, you make it. Only of Shavuos Matamos. And as Aser B'Teves, Bahab, and Tainus Esther. But the Selichos of Elul is not. That's a whole new breed. That's independent. It's a tefillah in and of itself. It's not part of Shachris. It's before Shachris.
You have to say with the minion.
Yes. Well, I take it back. The only thing you have to say with the minion is Hashem, Hashem, Kel Rachel Mechana. Everything else you can say without a minion. Everything. And even if you want to say Hashem, Hashem, if you say the entire pasuk, we stop in the middle of the pasuk. Vinakei. Okay, so we stop. If you want to say the Yud Gil Midas Harachamim, so you can say it as a pasuk that requires you to say the whole pasuk. Vinakei lo yinakei. Pekei ovan ovos albanim albnei banim yal shleishim yal ribeim. You have to say the entire pasuk, and you should also say with the trop to say that you're doing it miderech psukim. You're not doing miderech tefillah, because derech tefillah is like a shmona esrei. Only can be said when there's a minion. So some will, if he's saying a biyachida, some will skip the yigilus harachamim. Some will say it as an entire pasuk.
Who changed the
minion? How, I don't know how it evolved. I really don't know how it evolved. I don't know. But it's one thing is certain. The original minig was for regular slichos in the middle of Shemona Esrei, but Yom Kippur Katan was mincha, and this is before Shachar, the middle of the night, and. Just because we're not doing it in the ideal time, we're not doing chatzos, we're not doing it early in the morning, we're doing it later on, we're doing it by Ma'ariv, does not give you the right to take this and be oikarit mimukoimoi and say it after Shachris. It's there by design, especially when we contrast it with the other tefillahs. Okay, maybe one more, let's do one more quick review. This is a short one. Elokeinu v'Elokei Avoseinu. Okay, it says it's brought down in the Achronim. Very interesting concept. Never heard this before. Every slicha, you are supposed to say the words Elokeinu v'Elokei Avoseinu. Why? And some of the Machzorim it has the Rosh Tevos Aleph Vav Aleph. That stands for Elokeinu v'Elokei Avoseinu. You're supposed to say those words. Why? In order to show that you are directing your tefillah to Hashem. The slicha is not directed to a malach, it's not directed to an object, to a person. The tefillah, the slicha, is directed towards the Ribbono Shel Olam. And therefore, a person has to say before he begins the slichah the words Elokeinu. I'm looking at that for the first time in the art scroll Sidur. Let me look at the regular slichos. Here's the slichos that it says, L'slichos l'chamishi. Okay? Elokeinu l'chavoseinu. Okay, slichos. It says before each one, itaka says, Elokeinu l'chavoseinu. Sorry, b'teves, l'chavoseinu. Let's see what it says. L'chaynes Esther, very good. Elokeinu l'chavoseinu. They all say, Elokeinu l'chavoseinu. Impressive, huh? Pretty good. Now, in some of the Sidurim, it doesn't. And the truth is, in the art school also, it only says Elokeinu. You have to look at each individual slicha. See, they don't have it here. See, the Taki is right. In the he's the Tezner. Okay, this is something that's going into controversy. You know, this is Chidushim. Makes a very fascinating point. Is that he claims a printer's mistake, which evolved and has crept into every single sitter, that before the Pizmain, you've never noticed anyone say Elokeinu l'chavoseinu. He claims, he argues, okay, that it's a mistake. It's a mistake. Our school does not have Elokeinu l'chavoseinu. At least in this siddur, you have to look in their slichos. But in the regular, there's no difference between the slichos that you say. Here's the Tainus Esther. So before the slichos, it says each. How many you say three? Tainus Esther. Here is here Adam b'kumaleinu. It starts Elokeinu l'chavoseinu. The second one, again, Elokeinu l'chavoseinu. Then you come to the Pizmoin on Tainus Esther. No Elokeinu l'chavoseinu.
So the child starts the Pizmoin. You start the other
one. It doesn't matter. Everyone, okay, that's the question. That's the question. In the Pizmoin, it does not say here, on Asar B'teves, you say four slichos. The first, second, and third, it says Elokeinu l'chavoseinu. When you come to the Pizmoin, which we all repeat, we repeat pasuk by pasuk in the art scroll Siddur, it does not say Elokeinu l'chavoseinu. It only says Elokeinu l'chavoseinu before the slicha that is said by yourself. But the pisma, we call the pismain, where we repeat, we recite it responsively. The shliach tzibur says one stanza and we repeat it. We call it the pismain. It doesn't say in the art scroll Elokeinu l'chavoseinu. Not, I'm assuming this is consistent in all the slichas. So he, Rabbi Tezner, argues this is a printer's error. How did it come about? Because in the old original Siddurim, it didn't say Elokeinu l'chavoseinu at all. Because it was expensive to put in the words. Okay, they didn't put in all the words. Some of them had instructions that said before you recite each pisma, each slicha, don't forget to say Elokeinu v'Elokeinu. The later printers, he claims, they did not understand that a pizmain is also called a slicha. See, there are different words for slicha. Some are called slichos. Some are called an akeda. Then there's something called a Shalmonis, right? I'm not familiar with all the different, the whole sequence.
That's why it's written.
Shalmonis, which, what does Shalmonis mean? It means a third? I don't know. They're all different terms for different types of slichas. You know, the cantors, the chazanim, they have different nigunim. When it's a slicha, you sing with this, and this note. And it's an akeda, it's this note. And when it's a pisma, it's this note. And when it's a shalmonis, it's the whole chokhmah in a cantorial music to be consistent of what to do. But besides that, each type of pisma, each type of piyut has its own flavor. But here's the catch: they're all, even though there's something called a slicha and something called an akeda and a shalmonis and a pisma, they're still all under the umbrella of what's called a slicha. It may be that one individual you call one a slicha, one a shalmanis, but they're all under the general umbrella of a slicha. And thus, when Chazal instructed that before you say a slicha, you are required to say the words Elokeinu v'Elokeinu, that includes the pizmai. So the printers thought that since it only says in the instructions that you say Elokeinu v'Elokeinu before you say a slicha, they thought a pizmain is not a slicha. A pizmain is a pizmain, and a slicha is a slicha. Hayal chud v'hayal chud. So therefore, the instructions do not apply. So therefore, that's why they did not print in this siddur when they started expanding the printing of the siddur. They did not print in the siddur the words Elokeinu, Elokei Avoseinu in reference to the pizmain, and that is wrong because the pizmain is also called the slicha. It's just a certain type of slicha. And when it says in the Achronim, you're supposed to say Elokeinu, Elokei Avoseinu before you say the slichas, it means every type of slicha, including the pizmain, the shalmanis, and the akeda, and the slicha. So therefore, it crept into the sidurim. They omitted the located Elokei Avoseinu before they printed the pizmain. And that's a tohos hadafos. This is what he writes. Now, is he right or wrong? Who's to say? Okay? It's a very strong argument. What? The old sidurim, they have nothing. The old sidurim, all they have is instructions, he says. They say, before you say the slichos, you say Elokeinu v'Elokei Avoseinu. The later printers came along, they read what it said, and they made a mistake by thinking that a pizmain is not called a slicha. It's not a slicha, it's a pizmain. So they did not print the words Elokeinu v'Elokei Avoseinu before the pizmain, but they did write Elokeinu v'Elokei Avoseinu before the other piyutim, which we call a slicha. And even before the akedah, they printed Elokeinu v'Elokei Avoseinu. So he says, why did the printers differentiate between the pizmain and the akeda and the slicha and the shalmanis? They're all in the umbrella of a slicha. And before a slicha, it says in the kadmainim, the earliest one, before every single slicha, you're supposed to say the words Elokeinu Avoseinu. So why in the art school siddur does it not say the word Elokeinu Avoseinu before the pizmain? It's a tohos hadafos. It's a printer's error. It didn't start with art scroll. Art scroll just copying what it said in the previous sitter, and the previous sitter is copying what it said in the previous sitter, and the previous sitter, no one knows why, what. Tradition! And the tradition, how did the tradition come about? Because of someone made a mistake, and there was no one to catch the mistake.
It's an editor's error.
Editor's error.
They paid by letter.
What? Right, it was a mistake. Now, is that really true? Or I know there are people who will tell me, no, there's hashkocha that goes into everything. And if this is the way the result is in the article sitter, it's by divine order. Is there something to that? I have no idea. I'm not going to say. I'm not going to say. What? Besides that. Art Scroll has copied what it says. They did a very good job in taking all of the old Siddurim. I have no doubt in my mind that from all of the Siddurim, Art Scroll was probably the best. They took in front of them every Siddur they can find. I have no doubt in my mind. And they analyzed what it said and they copied. And I have no doubt there are certain things they did not know why. They saw different strange things. But if this is what it says in every single sitter, they're not going to be the ones to change the Minhag Yisrael. Now, how did it come about in the other Siddurim? Who knows? Maybe there is a reason. Bedavka, you should not say, look, you're never saying by the pizmain, and we lost the reason. That's why it was done. And it wasn't the printer's mistake. Or maybe it was the printer's mistake. There are a lot of mysteries that we don't know. Art school took probably every siddur they can get their hands on, and they looked at them, and they saw what their predecessors did, and that's what they did. Why? I don't know why. They don't know the reason. Unless you'll find something that's so clear as day as a mistake. It's just so obvious to the whole world. As a printer's mistake, they're going to make, they'll change it. Otherwise, that's the way the world goes around. That's what we all do. Anyone here would do, anyone here had their own printing press, and you were tasked with the job of writing slichos, would you do anything different? You wouldn't do anything different. You would take every sitter you could find, and if every sitter does this, I'm not going to be the first one to play games. I'm not. Why? Oh, but my tester says the printer's mistake. Okay! It's a very insightful comment, and it makes a lot of sense. Okay? But I'm not going to be the first one to jump in. We need more clarification this matter. Until that happens, we're going to leave it the way it is. But it's a very interesting idea that we should be aware of why sometimes, and say Elokeinu sometimes not. And one last point, and that is there are exceptions. And the exceptions are where the slicha itself, you have to know the translation, and we don't even know the translation of the slicha, that's the big problem. But if you know the translation of the slicha, some slichas first will begin with Hashem's name, There are a handful of slichas that begin with Hashem's name, and there are some that don't begin with Hashem's name, but from the translation, it's obvious that we are speaking to Hashem. So when a slicha begins with Hashem's name, or a slicha is addressing the Ribbono Shel Olam directly, then there's no need to say the words Elokeinu v'Elokei Avoseinu. It's only when the slicha is a general supplication, and it's not does not begin with Hashem's name, or is not addressing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then in order to clarify that you're speaking to Hashem, you're not talking to a malach, you're not talking to your wife, you're not talking to the rabbi, you're not talking to the shatz, you're talking to, because you know, sometimes you talk to the shatz. It's a very interesting concept. There's certain, like, a lot of the, some of the slicha is the shatz, there's a communicate, the dialogue, the shatz speaking to the people, people talking about the shatz. So we have to clarify, we're not talking to a shlech tzibur, we're not talking to a malach, we're not talking to ourselves, we're speaking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why you say, Elokeinu Elokei Avoseinu, when you have a slicha that says Hashem's name, it's obvious, or it's the context, then there's no need to say, Elokeinu Elokei Avoseinu.
By this one you don't say it?
We, none of the slichas that we have in print have the words Elokeinu Elokei Avoseinu before the pizmai.
I have here the Sephardia has
right, that's exactly what I'm talking about. That's exactly what I've been talking about the last half an hour. It's exactly what I'm telling you. That's the question. It's exactly the question. What's the difference between the two? Rav Tezner says, go back to the sources. There's no difference. And how did it come about? He says it's a printer's mistake. Because it gave in the old Siddurim, you'll look, it says instructions. Before you say the slichas, don't forget to say Elokeinu Elokei Avoseinu. So the printer says, ah, these are slichas, and this is a pizmon. A pizmon is not a slicha. Wrong. A pizmon is also a slicha. It's a special type of slicha, but it's called slicha. And when the instructions told you to say, Elokeinu Elokei Avoseinu, it refers to the pizmon as well. So therefore, you should have printed Elokeinu Elokei Avoseinu. How come you didn't print it? Because you didn't know what you were doing. And now, because of your mistake, 200 years later, every sitter is missing those words.
He says you should say it.
What?
They put in the word pismine.
Who told him to put in the word pismine? Okay, so this is a chiddush. Is he right or wrong?
Yeah, it makes sense.
It makes sense, but who said? But how come no one? How come no one figured this out besides him? What? How come? Maybe you'll argue, maybe you can argue that when the Shliach Tzibur, you say it together, maybe that itself is an awareness that you're speaking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everyone agrees that if the Pizmon, if a Slicha begins with Hashem's name, you don't say Elokeinu. And after they say you're not allowed to because it's like Nechzek Shtei Rishuyos. You're not allowed to. So maybe you could argue that when the Tzibur is saying it together, it's obvious they're speaking to the Ribbono Shel Olam. If it says Hashem's name and you sing it quietly by yourself in the slichas, you know, the long slichas, then you know. You know, you have to, but if the Tzibur is saying it together, who are they talking to? Who are you talking to? Are you talking to the guy downstairs? Are you talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? It's obvious. It's not necessary to say, okay, I'm saying it. Maybe there's a reason why. Okay, so you have to, you know, he's saying a chiddush. He's saying, I mean, he acknowledges that he's saying a chiddush. And he has a suggestion. It's interesting, it's insightful, but bottom line is, now Sturma doesn't have it. It requires further investigation to clarify if his idea is correct or there's something more to it. Take a very short break, we'll talk for 2 minutes.
Okay.
Well, I want to say that. Well, okay, let's say now Mizmar Tilim, Mr. Appledorf's granddaughter is undergoing a procedure today, correct? So let's say the Mizmar Tilim for her. Ezri meim Adonai Yosei Shemayim Ha'aretz Al Tehei Rabot Aglecha Al Yerim Shemecha Yirei Vayim Vilei Shem Shemer Yisrael Adonai Shemecha Reiskecha Yad Yimecha Yoy Ma Shem Eshlo Yatech Averech Valoi Vavlo Yishmocha Mishol Yoy Yishmoch Nafshecha Adonai Yishmoch Seis Kuriyoch Ha'aretzor Yishmoch 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 Yishmoch
Adi
Miriam, Bas, Michal, Ritha, Bavur, Shed, Vinga, Benjamin, Stoffer, Bavura, Sidon, Stan, Bavura, This chazeh hakadosh baruch hu yimolei rachnu molech olacha bino ule rachaisa ule hachazdiko ule hachayisa v'yishlach lo mehera refua shum min hashamayim b'chol eivorech b'chol gideha tzorch sh'ol cholei sh'refua sh'defesh refua sh'agur hashta b'agur v'sman kodi v'nei ma'ara
ma'am.
One minute break, we'll just talk very quickly.
When you did it,
Green door.
In the attendance of somebody here,
right
of the first
they
moved.
August
16th.
I don't know what he did. I don't know what he did. No. I just changed my batteries. I don't look that good.